and turn in the scriptures to Revelation and chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20, and we will be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 15. Revelation 20, verses 1 through 15, and God's people, starting in beginning in verse 1, these are the words of the living and true God. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, the serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him so that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while. And I saw thrones and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. And then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead did not live again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Now when 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison, and will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together into battle, whose number is as the sand of the sea. They went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet are. And they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged according to their works, by the things which were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them, and they were judged, each one according to his works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And those are God's words. The Antichrist having been dealt with, we also hear of the prophecy of Satan being bound for 1,000 years through verses 1 through 3. The reign of the saints with Christ through verse 6, of the loosening of Satan and the conflict of the church with Gog and Magog through verse 10, and of the day of judgment in the remaining verses, the final judgment. And we need to remember, of course, just as we will be judged according to our works, as is promised even here, beloved, see that you are judged according to your works in Jesus Christ and not in Adam or in yourself. That Christ sits on the throne. He sits on the throne and we have comfort in him being sovereign over all things, even over plagues and pestilence and judgments. And he is our God and we are his people. And so we can be comforted knowing that he reigns on behalf of his church even today. Let's pray. Our Father, we give you praise that today that you reign on the throne, your Son, Jesus Christ, reigns on the throne. And he is high and exalted. And he reigns not only over the church, but over all nations, over all creation. And and everything we could think of, He reigns over. And so, Father, we ask that You would humble us before Your throne and make us to be submissive to You. And Father, we look forward to the judgment, the final judgment. Of course, we do not know when that will be, but You know, and so we take comfort in that, that You know, because You know all things. And we're thankful that You will judge according to our works. And Father, we ask that all of us here this evening would be judged according to our works in union with Jesus Christ. Otherwise, there is no hope. And we will be judged to that brimstone and fire along with Satan and the false prophet and the beast, where there is torment forever and ever. Where we see in the Gospels where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. May that not be for any of us, if that be Your will. But turn all of us in our hearts, even the youngest amongst us this morning or this evening, to You. That You would bring us unto Yourself, sending Your Spirit, changing our wills, making us to have a new heart, and to love You, and to believe in Your Son Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins, fulfilling the law's demands that were upon us, even death, and that unmitigated wrath of God that we heard about this morning. Father, we don't know and necessarily understand all the details of this chapter, but You know. And we look forward to all these things coming about, because as each of these things comes about, that's one step closer, one day closer, that we will be with our Savior Jesus Christ forever and ever, and with You and in eternity. And we long for that day of the new heavens and the new earth, where righteousness dwells. And thankfully now we have an advocate, Jesus Christ the righteous, who always pleads for us. And we're thankful, as we've read and considered, even in our current day with this virus that is going around, and that You bring such pestilence or plague. We're thankful for this. We ask that You would be with those who are weak and frail, that You would strengthen their bodies. And this reminds us, of course, of those who are weak in heart and mind as well. Lord, strengthen Your people from those who oppress and bring down and cause suffering, even amongst the church. Father, we ask that this week and the coming weeks You would give us opportunities to serve as those who have the comfort and hope of Jesus Christ where others don't. And they are panicking. And Father, we know that You have given us such comfort and hope. We ask that You give it to many more. And that this would be the despair that You work in their lives to cause them to see their need of Jesus Christ and the Savior in Him alone. We pray that You would bring about Your justice to be exactly according to Your eternal decrees. That You would show forth Your justice and Your judgments, even through such plague or pestilence. And that we would be spared, as we prayed this morning. And in all things we ask that You're not only Your justice, but Your mercy would be shown, and in all things that You would be glorified. We pray also that the wicked would not be through this exalted, but brought down, and that Satan's kingdom would be destroyed, and that Your kingdom would be exalted. And we pray for those same wicked, that if it be your will that they would turn to the Lord, then turn them to you through these means or others. But if it not be, that you would bring them down to destruction and deliver us, your people, from their attacks and their laughings and their mockings, as we'll read about in Chronicles. Lord, help your people. We confess and profess that we are weak, but we know that you are strong. We know that you have given us everything that we have, even each other and the fellowship of your people and the body of Christ. So let us be those who serve one another and help each other and remind each other of the good news of Jesus Christ. Father, we ask that you would be with our children, those who have not professed faith, have not turned to you. We ask that you would turn them at the right time, that they would love you and not know one day longer apart from you. We pray for other congregations, and again, those who are seeking pastors in Columbia and Denison and other places. Father, we ask that you'd provide for them ministers of the gospel and regular preaching ministry to them. And then, Father, we ask that you would give wisdom to us on how to live, decisions we'll have to make in the week or weeks ahead. Make us discerning and do all things as we think of them, as we seek to love you and to love our neighbor. And if we choose wrongly, Father, we're thankful for that we would turn back to you and you would teach us the lessons through discipline, even to spur us on to further righteousness. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.